Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. The 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. How about that award? Jeffrey Zabar received that from the SBA. How about that? That's a national award. And he did it for his work on behalf of you, small business owners, especially those of you who are on the smaller scale of the small business spectrum, which I have been, and I'm not very far from that even today. If you're a micropreneur, especially if you're a soloist, a party of one, sitting at your kitchen table, at the roll-top desk in the counter, in the corner, or, you know, whatever your diminutive small business status is, Jeffrey Zabar knows all about you. He works hard to help you, and he's here to talk to us about that. Jeffrey Zabar, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back.
Thank you much. Let me make one quick comment, because I was thinking about that, and you use that intro often, and I appreciate the accolades, and I still have that obelisk that they gave to me, and I believe gave to you.
You got an obelisk?
I got an obelisk, well, if you want to call it that.
I never got an obelisk.
Like it's a chunk of granite, I think, that has a little etching on the front. Kind of looks like the Washington Monument in a sort of drab olive green. Looks great anywhere. You know, it accessorizes with anything.
Right.
But, you know, what you do and what I do and what others out there do, we just go about our business. And when I was nominated for this award, I was nominated by the local SBDC, mm-hmm. the Small Business Development Center, out of Boca Raton, Florida, which is a sort of an arm of the SBA and the local level. And they nominated me, but I didn't go about my business as a small business journalist looking for awards and looking
right.
for accolades.
Right.
You know, we just do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And do the best that we can, and with the hope and intention that we're doing the best and that it'll all work out. And so I'm not one, it's not like making a film hoping for an Oscar, you know? I mean, I just did my work and it got recognized.
Well, that's the thing, and as you know, that's what millions of small business owners are doing all over the place. They're just showing up every day, and that's the beauty, Jeff, that's the reason you and I do what we do. Because we know about these folks out there who are showing up every day, who are not asking for recognition, who are not looking for recognition, not expecting it. They're just doing the most incredibly high-quality work of anybody on the planet, small
right.
business owners. And they keep showing up every day, day after day. And that kind of behavior puts me in awe. Of folks like that,
right.
and it makes me want to do whatever I can to serve them, and I know you feel the same way.
Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting because it's when it comes to awards, it's funny because I'm going to flip a coin out there. When it comes to awards, you just do your work. You're not looking for awards,
yep.
although I write for a publication that, you know, every month they have a big award ceremony, and there's a lot of companies that go out for these awards because they
yep.
know that awards lead to good PR.
Right.
And so that leads me to think about the value of PR, and so we certainly go out and we do our marketing for our business, hoping calls will come over the transom,
right.
and, you know, we're trying to promote ourselves. But when it comes to awards and accolades, you know, it's really just about do the job well, and recognition will come in one form or another. And so, and that's what we try to do. And whether it's recognition from the market, from your peers, from the industry, or even from your family. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about today was the legacy we leave behind. And my oldest daughter, who's 18, graduates from...
How did that happen?
Well, I won't tell you how it originally
How did she become 18? When did that happen?
As I would tell my kids yesterday at 2:45.
I know. It's like, I mean, literally, you snap your fingers.
Boom. And, you know, you think about, I always think about that line from Pink Floyd from Dark Side of the Moon, you know, 10 years have got behind you, and all he had to show for it sort of is half a page of scribbled lines.
Yeah.
But you have a healthy, mature, well-adjusted adult, you know, a young woman.
What a feat that is these days.
It really is amazing. And
and Robert are to be congratulated.
Thank you. And, you know,
you consider that, I mean, is she an example of your legacy?
She is my legacy personified in
yeah.
the fact that One of my kids made a comment to me recently about the fact that we come home and you're here every day. You know, I'm here every day.
Now, and that part of that was admiration. Part of it was a little sarcasm, right?
Sarcasm and nuisance factor, you know.
And eyes rolling.
Exactly, you know.
Head weaving.
They get in the house, and I say, hey, how are you? They come in. We say good afternoon. How was your day at school? Okay, go start your homework.
Yeah.
You know, not go hit the Wii, not
right.
go turn on Nickelodeon. Not
right,
go do
or not. No, I'm a latchkey kid. I get to go do what I want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of home officers who are listening who say, you know, we're going through that same thing, and being a work-at-home parent.
A lot of people over the last 20 years, Jeff, and we've talked about this before, a lot of people, men and women, have chosen to be a teleworker or to be a home-based business owner for the purposes that you just said.
Absolutely.
For the reasons that you just said, and that they forsook opportunities.
Right.
They could have made more money doing other things.
Right.
They felt, and I'll tell you what I call it. I call it an investment.
Right. Absolutely.
I call it an investment in your family and your children and maybe even another loved one. Who knows? Some people did this because their mother needed help.
Right.
Or sibling, whatever it may be.
Right.
But those are the heroes, Jeff. People who made those decisions, those are the unsung heroes who will never get an award.
Right.
But a day like you're coming up with a graduation, a productive young lady who's going off to a school, a nice school, a good school she's been accepted at. Jeff, those are paydays.
That's payday. And, again, it's not something you look for. I mean, some people have done it deliberately. I mean, we were just young and stupid when I started working from home 21 years ago. Because I, luckily, and I should go back and thank him, he will go unnamed for purposes
here. The guy
here.
Who fired you?
Well, the guy that I fired. I didn't get fired. I fired. I pink slipped my boss because I said to myself, I can do it better.
Yeah.
And we were young, like I said, young and impressionable, not quite all that bright at the time, and with no mortgage and one car payment.
I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Right? Yeah, right. I was saying, you know what, I can do this better myself. And then, you know, 2 years later, Nicole came along, and then Zach, and then Zoe, and it's been rewarding every step of the way. And that's not to say it's been a cake ride. You know, it still works.
But the thing that happens, though, and this is the it happens to parents are doing this all over the country. Small business owners are doing this all over the country. It's part of Adam Smith's invisible hand. Going about your business in your own self-interests, being productive, you still benefit society, even without maybe intending to.
Right.
But you got to get up off your backside, and you got to go out and do the right thing, and you got to do things. And that's what small business owners do every day, and that's one of the reasons they're my hero as we talk about them during this Small Business Week. 20 after the hour, Jeffrey Sabar and I will be right back. Stay with us. That I love.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is that too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there, including my newsletter. I hope you'll subscribe to that. And, of course, if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jeffrey Sabar is with us. He is the author of Safe at Home, also Teleworking and Telecommuting, and Home Office Know-How, all three books that you can find at his website. Jeff, tell us how we can do that.
Easiest way is www.chiefhomeofficer.com. They can find me on Twitter at Chief Home Office, and they also have a fan page for Chief Home Office.
So check that out, folks. And folks, if you're thinking about starting a business, you're trying to figure out how to get your new business off the ground, you got to know about what Jeffrey does and the work he does, the writing he does, and of course he's deposited a very valuable body of work on our pages on our website under his section under his name. Jeff, we're talking about the legacies, and you know, I would like for small business owners to stop for a moment and think about legacies, because as we said earlier, you know, most folks just show up every day, they do their work, they try to make a little progress, and they go home, and as hard as they work, sometimes they get up in the morning and they look in the mirror and they say, you know, what Am I making a difference? Does anything that I do mean anything? And especially if you've had a tough day yesterday, or you're going to have, you know today's going to be a tough day already because of some things that are going on. You really should look in the mirror and think about the customers you serve. Where would they be? You know, do a little wonderful life moment with Clarence the Angel.
Right.
You know, and think about what Beaver Falls would look like if you hadn't shown up. Think about your customers. What would they do? Think about the customers who you know like the fact that you're in business. Think about your employees, right. If you have any. Where would their livelihood come from? Not that they couldn't go somewhere else, but they don't have to because you provide them a job.
Right.
Think about your family that you're working hard for. Small business owners, and I tell them this all the time, Jeffrey, they make a difference. There's a legacy there for you being in business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you help somebody do a job, get something done better, you know, I have no employees, so I have no payroll. I have no mouths I feed except for mine and my children's. But if you help a client do what they do better, if you help your industry, if you help yourself in that regard, that's all very powerful stuff. But again, looking back at the legacy, the broader legacy of those you touch, I mean, beyond the children, it's the people. I do a lot of public speaking, and because I'm a journalist in the South Florida market, I end up doing a lot of that for free as part of the work that I do. And I'm not bemoaning it, but I'm just saying as part of the work that I do and the appearances that I make on behalf of the publications that I write for, people come away sometimes, they're pretty jazzed. And if I can, and you know that as a public speaker, if you see people nodding in agreement out in the thing or diligently taking notes while you're speaking, learning something, you know, we always go into the beginning saying, okay, look for a nugget of wisdom. Hopefully there'll be one out there that you can pick up from what I say today, something you can employ in your business when you get back and make, you know, your business a little bit stronger, a little bit better, a little bit more productive or profitable by what we've said today. You know, that's part of your legacy. It's the way you touch people.
The thing is, Jeff, is it the thing that I like to make sure small business owners realize is that you don't have to be a public speaker for that kind of thing to happen. You don't have to write articles. You don't have to write books for what Jeff just said to happen. How many times a day do you show somebody how to use a product? Do you come up with some idea for them around what you do? Do you save the day for some customer and they say, wow, that I didn't know that. Thank you for giving me that. And then you just go, you know, you move on to the next challenge that you've got. You don't realize you just made someone's day.
Absolutely.
And your company does that every day. Your company makes a difference to people like that every day. And I worry that small business owners don't. That doesn't register on them. When those things happen, when that lady just said, wow, this is really going to help me an awful lot. Thank you so much. As she was saying that, somebody is on the phone saying, it's the banker. It's your banker, sir or ma'am. And you know what that's about.
Right.
And right. I mean, it's the things that you should be really, really proud of happen at the same moment that something happens that's not too, you know, may not be too great. And sometimes we miss that. We miss taking advantage, or we miss letting that land on us enough to be proud of ourselves.
We have to be touched by it all. You know, in the end, you know, we will all come, not to get too philosophical here, but we'll all come to the end at some point. And will you smile? Will you look back and say it was happy? I mean, life's not all a bed of roses. We're not all trust fund children who live, you know, charmed lives.
And more's the pity.
Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, I mean, so enjoy what you have. Realize that there will be bills to be paid and answers, you know, questions to be answered by others that are demanding. And that's fine. Yeah. You know, otherwise go crawl in a cave or punch a clock.
Well, Jeffrey, congratulations on your daughter's graduation from high school.
Thank you.
And on her, and we look forward to hearing about her career in college and all across America. Just like you, small business owners have raised a child to be successful in high school, to be successful in college, or wherever they're going in the marketplace, whatever they're going to be doing. Small business owners have run their business and raised a family, and you're one of those people, and you're to be congratulated. And on behalf of you and all those other folks out there, I congratulate you. And Jeffrey, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thank you for having me. Thank you for supporting me.
See you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Break, stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Do it all night. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.